I've called you to be a zealous people for me, saith the Spirit of grace. To walk in a zealousness that's not brought up, precipitated, brought forth by the soul. For the world has seen a put on joy by those who call themselves mine for decades. And yet the surface would reveal something of joy, but below the surface, that joy did not come from me, nor circumvent itself out through those who had the capacity to change things by my Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. But I'm calling you over into a zealousness that goes beyond the ups and downs of the soul, brings forth a joy that has strength in it and a maneuverability that maneuvers beyond things of this earth and causes those who hear your words to be words that are weighty with anointing. Too many false pretense prayers have been prayed by my ministers, and the words have no weight. But I'm calling you so that when you pray, you not only move mountains, but people that hear your words, as they heard his words then, that they were filled with weight, that his prayers were filled with presence, and people not only heard what he spoke, but they felt what he spoke, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm calling you to come into a place of anointing where people go past hearing empty words, but they hear words that they also feel in a presence that emanates from me, saith the Spirit of grace. Those who spend time in my presence will be those who come out and speak words that can be felt. There is no faking this, and there is no pretense. Do not try to even correct those who put on a pretense as if they spend time with me. There'll be no faking or trying to bring forth something that they're not capable of bringing forth. These things will only be infused by the power of the new nature who spends its time incubating in my presence and then has the ability to demonstrate what they see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Spend time with me. The world has waited for a zealous people for centuries. They've seen a zealousness that came out of the soul, and it's made no mark in the earth. I'm asking you to make a mark in the earth, a swath that actually is so wide and so deep that men look at it and say, here they come and there they go. They're filled with something I want, and it makes a mark in the earth that men not only hear, but they feel, and they see the works demonstrated, saith the Spirit of grace. Shallow joy and pretense of happy faces and worship teams that dance ecstatically have not freed my church from sin. My nature that I gave you in my word, whether it's felt or unfelt at the time of temptation, is more than enough to stand up and be strong, head and shoulders above anything that the flesh or your enemy could bring. Stand up and be zealous towards me, saith the Spirit of grace. And you'll lead a charge in the earth like this world has never seen. except from the days of its beginning, saith the Spirit of grace.